This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on enhancing economic ties between India and Russia. The participants are Shubhomoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Lalima Aneja Dang, anchor.
Recently, the Russia-India Business Forum was held, attended by the ambassadors of both the nations and addressed by our External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar. The forum is meant to explore new business opportunities between India and Russia, and notably, this takes place barely 3 months after the annual summit between the leaders, first in Moscow and later in Kazan. Well, for more on this, we are now joined by Mr. Shubhomoy Bhattacharji, economic analyst. Welcome, Mr. Bhattacharji, to Akashvani.
Thank you, Lalima.
Shubhomoy, why is the trade between India and Russia considered to be, I dare say, one-sided? Which is what we now want to correct. From launching our Aryabhat in space in 1975 to India being the second largest market for Russian defense industry, where are the gaps in between?
Lalima, as you would have known, that in the period of 70s to 80s and in the 90s, India and Russia were both basically developing economies. And in those developing economies, while we had need for lots of machinery, we had need for commodities. The countries, however, had the same sort of need. So to put it in perspective, India needed machinery, India needed new technology, Russia also needed machinery, and Russia also needed new technology. Because of the obvious reasons, both the countries were looking to the Western world be the supplier of these things. So trade between India and Russia was not really taking off in a substantial way. Also remember, India being a much smaller economy at the time, its ability to demand oil and coal from Russia was quite limited. Well, because of all these factors and Russia's inability to be the supplier of cutting-edge products, India therefore depended only on products from the US and the EU markets. And that was what led to a one-sided, or what you should call an underperforming trade relation between India and Russia.
And we had the 25th session of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission, Shubhomoy, today. We've also had a bilateral agreement between customs of the two countries, which was signed way back in May 24 for ease of doing trade. Has it really helped?
Well, what has now changed is that the Indian-Russian trade is now, according to our External Affairs Minister, Mr. Jaishankar, expected to go up to $100 billion even before the target date of 2030. Now, why is there such a huge jump up in trade happening? Why is, for instance, India now the second largest partner for Russia? Why is India the largest consumer of Russian oil? And all of this is happening because of the dynamism that has happened in India, because of the successive years of very good growth rate. This has changed the entire pattern of demand and supply between India and Russia. So India today is able to provide a wide range of machinery, cutting-edge technology. As you know, India is the world's backroom for IT products.
Yes.
Also, Indian manufacturing sector is now creating highly sophisticated products ranging from steel and aluminium to semiconductor to iPhones and so many other things. It was not possible before. The defense sector is also taking off in a big way. All of these are products which are in very strong supply in demand for Russia. A very important area where India is doing substantial work in this context is the area of pharmaceutical.
Right.
Indian generic pharmaceutical products are now in huge demand across the world. And Russia particularly finds it very convenient. So all these taken together have given dynamism to Indian exports to Russia. Simultaneously, Russian products, basically Russian coal, Russian oil, and Russian fertilizer are now in big demand in India. And India is now expanding the use of these products in various ways, which has therefore created a very unprecedented opportunity.
Yes, we do buy a lot of fertilizer from Russia. At the 25th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation in Delhi, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said,
"Would encourage joint ventures and other forms of collaboration. There have been challenges to trade, especially in regard to payments and logistics. Perceptible progress has been made in that regard, but there is still some work to be done. Our joint endeavors in regard to connectivity, such as the International North-South Transport Corridor, the Chennai-Vladivostok Corridor, and the Northern Sea Route, must go forward. Russia has emerged as a major source of fertilizers for us. Its supply of crude oil, coal, and uranium are indeed important. Similarly, India's pharmaceutical industry has emerged as an affordable and reliable source for Russia.
Ashish, Mumbai, so far there has been the dominance of dollar, but now there seems to be a slight competition. In the present circumstances, national currencies are of great importance, read rupee and ruble. And a special rupee vostro accounts are now an effective mechanism. Is that really happening?
Yes. So what we are basically getting to see is that Russia and India, I mean, I'm taking it back into history, always had a rupee-ruble trading arrangement. That was a powerful trading arrangement which was being done between India and Russia. However, though, as it is said, that there wasn't too many things that was being traded between these two countries. Now, with the huge impetus that has happened to the trade between the two countries, which we just discussed, there is now a considerable possibility for Russia to trade with India using just Indian rupee, and for India to use Russian rubles. Mm-hmm. So as you can see, that if the trade gets settled between India and Russia in rupee and ruble, then that makes for a very comfortable arrangement, because both countries then do not have to depend on a third country currency like the US dollar. Admittedly, the US dollar is the world settlement currency for a large amount of trade. Almost 85% of the global trade happens in the US dollar. But with two large countries like India and Russia agreeing to settle their trade in their mutual currency, this gives a huge possibility and creates room for India to step up trade with Russia using this currency. And this makes it very significant, which is what our External Affairs Minister, Mr. Jayashankar, has also said. The time has now come to think of trade in national currencies. And that's something which is a very progressive look and something which can definitely be worked on.
Mr. Sergey Cheremin, Russian minister, said,
"Active communication between our business communities has revealed a list of pending issues that we would like to put kindly under consideration of your excellencies and in agenda of the Joint Commission. It includes such problems as still existing difficulties with transactions and settlements, sometimes not reasonable compliance procedures imposed by banks. We need to elaborate mutual guarantees, efficient tools and incentives to promote and stimulate bilateral direct investments. One of the key tasks is the alternative payment system using contemporary fintech solutions and national currencies."
Chibumai, one can't underestimate the use or the significance of soft power. And when it comes to two countries like Russia and India, well, from Avara and Mera Naam Joker days, Indian films have been very popular in Russia. So are we going to capitalize on that?
Not only that, but we must look at now that while those were signatures of a time when India and Russia had different governing ideas, different possibilities, today India and Russia are much more dynamic countries. They're both looking into the 21st century. So the terms of relationship between India and Russia, whether in the field of entertainment, whether in the field of any other sector, is going to be determined by new ideas and thoughts. While we definitely should be cognizant of what has happened before, I would say that today, a fraction of the Indian market, for instance, for the fashion trade from Russia, is it something which was unprecedented during those times. But similarly, for India, as a strong market for the sports industry, something that was not possible in those times. But these are new areas which are extremely beneficial, extremely useful. As you know, the sports industry in India has picked up in a huge way. And that is something which I'm sure many of the Russian industrial experts, industrial groups would be willing to invest in. Many of them had invested in such groups, in such leagues in UK, in Saudi Arabia, in other countries. And India would naturally be expecting that in leagues like Kabaddi, in leagues like football league, even in cricket, there would be interest from Russia. And that is something which we should really be looking forward to. And I consider all of those as part of our new soft power.
And let's talk about education. A lot of our children go from India and choose to study in other countries. Of course, there is US and Australia. And Russia has also been a favorite amongst our students because we have a huge population. And despite having a lot many higher education institutes, we have a huge population to cater to. So does that also significantly whip up the economic activity in Russia by our students from India?
And what you should be particularly interested in to know is that if the Indian educational institutions, especially in STEM, have been making very significant strides. And the capacities that they are now showing are very significant. For instance, Indian medical education is something which is lauded the world over, similarly Indian engineering. Now, all of these things is something for which both in Russia as well as in India, lots of possibilities can emerge. For instance, one of the things that we can look at is in terms of third country investments. So Indian and Russian joint ventures in universities in other countries. Similarly, India has a base for Russian students to invest, to study cutting-edge technology. As you know, India is now taking the leadership position in AI technology.
Yes.
Similarly, in the field of media, which I include huge investments in gaming and other things. Now, all of those learning points are in India and would be of immense help, not only Russia, but also many of the countries in Central Asia, which usually take the lead from Russia and want to do similar things. So I look at it as a possibility as which can be explored very majorly by India and Russia. Mm-hmm. Yes.
India and Russia have been close allies since long, as I mentioned, the Aryabhatta launch in space from Russia. We have a Kundakulam plant for nuclear energy set up by Russia. We also are the world's largest cutting and polishing center for diamonds. And there is a proposal that Russia sends its rough diamonds to be polished in India. How do you see this kind of an exchange happening in future?
Yes, certainly. Especially field of nuclear technology is something on which India and Russian collaboration can be immense. And already, as you know, and the nuclear technology, due to lots of reasons, had not progressed beyond a certain level globally because of lots of factors.
Yes.
But now with climate change being such a major concern, nuclear technology is now the most obvious way out along with renewable energy. And in nuclear technology, Russia, as you pointed out, has had very strong collaboration with India. It is also expected that as India moves to set up almost like 25 gigawatts to 40 gigawatts of energy based on nuclear, Russian collaboration would be very significant to ensure that those things happen, that those sort of plants are made viable and those get the right leadership, as I said, that industrial and the technological leadership be able to go forward to.
Shubhamma, are we also trying to simplify banking between the two countries to facilitate trade?
India and Russia are now looking at expanding the role of the banking sector, especially for instance when Russian companies buy in from India, then what happens to the Indian rupee? So there have been restrictions. The Reserve Bank of India has been exploring the possibility of giving a very larger play to the Indian rupee to be used in countries like Russia in suitable forms. And basically, it means allowing third-party interchange or intersections in India and Russia. So basically, the way it happens is that Russian company buys a product from India and Indian rupee. And with the Indian rupee, it is able to then buy in other Asian markets, and that will be possible only if the RBI allows for a larger use of the rupee in different forms. Now, one of the things that has significantly happened in this context is the emergence of the GIFT City. As you know,
yes,
the GIFT City has been set up near Gandhinagar, and this is a place where India is allowing a lot of financial innovation to happen. And this can be a significant alteration in or other game changer for use of rupee and other currencies. The banking arrangement that Russia and India are developing are significant game changers in this context.
Thank you, Shubhamoy, for throwing light on the Indo-Russia economic relations. Thank you very much for talking to us.
You were listening to a discussion on enhancing economic ties between India and Russia. The participants were Shubhamoy Bhattacharjee, economic analyst, and Lalima Anejadang, anchor.